He's a coming one of these days. Well, it's time for our last message, 20-minute message before Brother Tom comes. I want Brother Cody Bullman to come around. He just assumed the pastorate at Poplar Springs Baptist Church, and we're glad to have him in our community and county, and I want him to preach for us this morning. He's going to come around and preach for us 20 minutes. I appreciate this man's ministry. I appreciate the fact that he studies. It's very evident that he does. And I'm grateful to God for that. But he's God's man for this time this morning. And I want you to hear him gladly as he comes. I love you, brother.
Hebrews chapter 4 this morning. I appreciate the privilege to stand, and it is always an honor to get to do so. I love this place, and I love Preacher Steve, Brother Jamie, and so many of you have helped me so much through different areas of my life and times, and I'm just overwhelmed at the goodness of God, Amen. The kindness of God in my life. But we opened up with Amazing Grace this morning, and then Brother Durant talked about a pursuit of grace, and I want to get back into the same current this morning in Hebrews chapter 4. When you find your place, would you look with me at verse number 9? Hebrews chapter number 4, verse number 9. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. For the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. There are many men here this morning who belong to that cloth of man that can do anything and everything that they set their mind to. The way God has geared them and gifted them, they can almost look at something and tell you how it goes together, what it's made of. And I'm not that kind, however. If there's anything practical that gets done around the house, somebody else is going to have to do it. There are some men who can look at something and figure out what it's made of, how it goes together. I would like to do this very thing this morning on a spiritual level. There's something so holy, so glorious. If we can ever get down into the substance of it, I believe it could change our lives forever. But in order for us to do that this morning, we're going to have to ascend for a little while. We're going to have to go up. I want to take you on a journey this morning. Let our minds and hearts take us beyond the natural into the supernatural. Beyond our memories of yesterday, beyond our checklist for tomorrow, beyond the vehicle we drove here in or the pew that you're sitting on, beyond neighbors and family and those that may be sitting beside you this morning, let's go past all of that and let us ascend. Let's go up for a few moments this morning past the ceiling of this tabernacle, past the steeple. Up we go, past every bird that swims freely in the blue ocean of the sky, up further still until there's no longer a mountain or anything that is higher than us. And when we go that high, we look back down in our lives, and what is so huge down here is so suddenly minute from way up there. But let us go further still, past the clouds and past the layers of atmosphere. Up we go until we've reached the black veil of space, and our world is now visible as a whole, for we are no longer within it. But up further still we go, past the moon and the stars, past the sun and its fervent heat, up further still, past the Milky Way, past the vast and endless galaxies, past the endless ocean of the universe, up further still, past time itself. And now we have entered into eternity. And as we ascend, making our way towards God's heaven, high above all things, higher than the highest, we arrive at a city not made with hands. We arrive at a place whose builder and maker is God. And just up ahead is a glorious gate made up of pearls. And walking through the gate, we enter into an absolute paradise whose splendor goes beyond definition. There are no words to define it. There are no adjectives to describe it. Its bliss goes beyond the ability of the human language to describe. Its beauty goes beyond the ability of the human mind to comprehend. Every saint of God who has ever lived and fallen asleep in Christ, they are there. The angels are there. There's a crystal sea. There's a river of life. There are trees that bear all manner of fruit, rolling hills of holiness, and the glory of God sparkles like diamonds on every corner. Oh, but even though this may be more than we can bear, let's keep going up this morning. Let's ascend further still. Go past all the majesty that we've already perceived, and go on up the street of gold, up past Hallelujah Avenue, up past Amen Square, up past Hosanna Highway, and past Beulah Boulevard, and on up we go, all the way to Glory Circle. And now we've arrived at a place in which we cannot ascend any further. We have finally made it to the top of this morning, and as we get there, we behold Him who sits on the throne. We see Him in all of His grandeur and all of His glory and all of His majesty, the Lord Most High, the King of Glory, sitting upon the highest spot in all of eternity, sitting on a throne. Oh, and as we see Him this morning, I want you to close your eyes, and with the eyes of your spirit, I want you to look at our God sitting on His throne. And then I want you to ask yourself one question. This throne that our God occupies this morning, what substance is it? What is this throne made of? Oh, hear me this morning. The God who is eternal, omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. He is immutable and He is immovable. He's the owner of a cattle on a thousand hills. Every gem and diamond in every mine are His. Every precious stone hidden away in every hill is His. The mountains are His. The valleys are His. The rivers and the lakes are His too. The forests and the deserts, they are His. Our God owns oceanfront property.
property on every single ocean, and he even owns the oceans too. Yea, the earth is his. The stars are his. He is in the possession of the title of this universe. And brother, he's never took out a loan. He does not have a mortgage. He's never borrowed anything from anybody. He just simply spoke, and all of creation leaped into existence at the word of his command. Brother, he is the creator of all. He's the sustainer of all. He's the ruler of all. He's the maker of all. He is the Lord of all. Now, I want to ask you this morning, a God like that, if he has all of that wealth at his disposal this morning, and he has the choice to build and establish his throne on anything that he has the choice to do so with, what do you suppose that somebody like him is going to choose to work with? I want to tell you, brother, in Hebrews chapter 4, the Holy Ghost gives us a little detail that tells us what God's throne is built upon. Hebrews 4 verse number 15. We have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Here it is. He says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. The throne of grace. God's throne is a throne of grace. My friends, that's what our God has decided to build his throne on. It's the marvelous grace of God. Amen. Oh, you say, preacher, why in the world should that excite me this morning? Because this is, my friends, the highest. This is the grandest. This is the greatest. This is the most glorious truth that our hearts could believe. It's the grace of God. My friends, this is the wine of joy. This is the oil of gladness. This is the beam which mounts. The banner of the old rugged cross. This is the action of omnipotent love. This is why there was a Calvary. This is why we have a Savior. This is why we are the church. This is why heaven is our home. This is what opens blinded eyes. This is what opened deaf ears. This is what raises the dead to life. This is what found me one Sunday night, one Sunday morning, hiding from God in the sound room of my home church, and the grace of God came right to where I was and rescued me from my sin. You might be thinking this morning that you're God's big catch, but not me, brother. I should be in hell right now. Oh, but the grace of God, I bless his name for his wonderful, marvelous, majestic grace. Hallelujah. Oh, as we stand before the holy and all-glorious throne, there in the presence of the Ancient of Days, and we look at his throne. Aren't you glad that it's a throne of grace? I want to tell you this morning, that's not the only attribute that he possesses. It could have been a throne of vengeance, for it is written, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. It could have been a throne of wrath, for it is written, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. It could have been a throne of anger, for it is written, behold, the day of the Lord cometh, both cruel with wrath and fierce anger. It could have been a throne of holiness, for it is written, I am the Lord that bringeth thee out of Egypt to be your God, and ye shall be holy, for I am holy. It could have been a throne of righteousness, for it is written, upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire and brimstone, and a horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup, for the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. Oh, but I want to tell you this morning, brethren, if it had been anything other than what it is, there would be no point in having a camp meeting. There would be no point in having preaching. There would be no point in meeting together this morning. But it's not righteousness or wrath or anger, and it's not even holiness that our God has decided to build his throne on this morning. But it is a throne of grace. My friends, that's why there's room for somebody like you and somebody like me to get at the feet of our Lord this morning. Thank God. Now, I'm a little further ahead than I thought I'd be. I thought the yellow light would be on by now. I want to tell you, brother, and I don't mean to be out of the way, preacher. It seems that in these days we're living in, it's like we're replaying the book of Galatians. There's a battle being waged. It's all about who's going to get the glory. And I'm going to tell you something. If it brings glory to anybody else other than God, he ain't interested in it. And I'm going to tell you something else. Brother, you got this crowd that just tries their best to this thing, tell you everything they've done, tell you everything that they can do, and why they're saved, it's I. But I want to tell you, brother, that came from hell. That I language started when Lucifer said, I will ascend, I will do this, I will do that. But brother, if you've ever had an encounter with the grace of God, you won't be saying I, but you'll be saying he. I want to tell you, that's why I'm saved this morning, because he came to where I was. He saved me. He redeemed me. He bought me. Thank God he came all the way to where I was and got me. And I don't want to go anywhere else. Thank God. I'm feeling right religious about it this morning. Thank God for his grace. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Now I want to give you my outline this morning, and I'm going to sit down, because I don't have time to go into all of it, which is fine. More than I deserve to even stand, preacher. Well, I want to say, what is the grace of God? Some have defined it as God giving to us what we do not deserve. It's a good definition. It seems a little short-lived. Some have defined it as any move of God in man's direction. I want to tell you, that's a lot better. Still something missing. This is what one man said. He said, the grace of God can be explained by using the term as an acronym. Grace is God's riches at Christ's expense. I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, that's a fitting definition of what grace is. Everything that God is and everything that God has and everything that he has done and will do can be accessed in your life this morning, not because you're a Baptist, not because you're religious, and not because your little list of do's and don'ts, but everything God is this morning can be accessed by somebody like me and somebody like you, all because one fateful morning our Lord walked the brow of Calvary's mountain and was suspended between heaven and earth and gave his life a ransom for his people.
Amen. Amen. Well, the yellow light's on. Let me give you my outline. From this verse, the truths are apparent that the grace of God, because it is a throne of grace, that means grace is available at any time. Grace is accessible to anybody. Never one time read in this verse that you're excluded because of that certain something you did. No, it's accessible to anybody. Ain't that a wonderful word? Come. Brother, you read the Old Testament, there's implication of separation. The priest is saying, go. But now that, thanks to our Lord, when you get to the New Testament, we've got a different word. It's come. It's accessible to anybody. It's available at any time, and it's adequate for any need. There's grace available. Only one stipulation. Hebrew writer says, you've got to come. You've got to come. I close with this morning, Brother Steve. Sometime back, my wife and I had to take our little boy to our home away from home at Levine's, which some of you have asked how he's doing. He's doing so much better, and I thank you for praying. Amen. But he got, I think this time it was the Baca virus. Nod your pretty head if that's right. That's right. It was the Baca virus this time. My poor little boy couldn't breathe. I'm talking about in a matter of hours, brother, he was just almost panicking to try to breathe. We rushed him to the hospital. They admitted him. Within a couple hours, they sent us down to the ICU, the NICU. We went down there, and they put us in one of these little overflow rooms. I mean, brother, small as a closet. And they've got him hooked up with oxygen. They're pumping him. I mean, they're pumping him as full as they can get him of oxygen. He's still tugging and pulling and trying to breathe. And I was pacing back and forth, Brother Steve, in that room. And I had my eyes closed. And I was saying, Lord, I'm looking for you. I said, Lord, I'm looking for you. You promised. You promised if you would make yourself available in the time of trouble. And I said, Lord, I don't know why we're here. I said, but Lord, I'm looking for you. And you know, I didn't feel nothing. Didn't sense nothing. Didn't smell nothing. Didn't hear nothing. Silence. A couple hours went by and it came time for the day nurse and the night nurse to change their shifts. And the night nurse came on. We're still in there. And I was sitting down looking at the floor, Brother Steve, Brother Jamie. And the night nurse came in. And she said, hello. She said, I hope you're having a wonderful day. She said, I'm so sorry you're in here. But she said, I just want to let you know. She said, I'm here to do anything you need me to do. She said, if you need anything, and I'm talking about anything, whether it's a glass of water or new bed sheets, she said, all you got to do is ask me and I'll be here. She said, just hit the call button and I'll come running. She went to leave, Brother Steve, and then she turned back around and she said, and by the way, my name's Grace. And the Holy Ghost said, here I am. And I said, thank you, Lord. I want to tell you this morning, I don't know what you're going through, and I don't know what you need, but may I say this morning that our Lord is sitting on a throne of grace. Amen. And he invites all to come. If you need grace, there's grace available. Thank you, preacher.